This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You want to hear a real mind twister, cesspool of media corruption? Headline, LA Times, BuzzFeed to buy HuffPost from Verizon. Okay. Let's go to the phone calls here. I'm going to try to squeeze in as many as I can in this short 4.5 minutes. David in Oklahoma. David, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Oh, and praise God. Let me say, I just missed you in Tulsa. My plug is going to be Vaso X2 and Ultra 12. That's that intestinal fortitude. That's good stuff. Really taking care of me on that. And the reason I called was this East and West Coast agenda. You know, that's a facet of the NWO, and you know, the disparity that's being caused politically is going to end up in this material loss. And I don't think it's a good idea to even entertain conversation about seceding infrastructure and lands, especially on our coasts. It's just another weakening aspect of this war.
No, I agree. That's why when the caller brought it up earlier, I said it's kind of pipe dreamish and unrealistic. I mean, you could fathom it, you could talk about it, you could propose it, but is it really legitimate? Is it really something that could ever happen? Probably not.
We've got to stand. We've got to enforce our laws. We've got to enforce our principled laws. We've got to go after the people that don't.
No doubt about that.
Man, I'd just like to say, you know, we need to further consider, you know, the long term here. There's pretty much the social contract's broken, the civil contract's broken. There's zero, you know, the violations in our elections have already occurred. There's basically zero confidence in government at this point.
No, I mean, let's just call it what it is. The liberal left in America is totally evil. It's just they're totally evil. They're totally disingenuous, phony, fraud, tyrants. Just the worst, the scum of society. That's what it is. I don't know how else to put it, David. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. Hell, they know it. All right. Thanks for the call. Let's go to John in New York. John, go ahead.
What's up, Warren?
What's up, John?
Hello? What's up, man? Hey, look. What we got to do is go straight to the media outlet. Millions, thousands. Every one of them, CNN, CBS, NBC, whoever, until we can get our information out. We got to do that. We got to go door to door, houses, and wake everybody up.
Yeah, everybody must be the Paul Revere.
Hey, listen, by any means necessary, you hear me? They have tried this 2 or 3 times, right, in history. Correct? Something. Communist, socialist, something, right?
Well, here's what they try to do, though, John. They try to say, and this is, again, just the more of the mind games of the lying, deceptive liberal left. You know, they come after your children. They come after your money. They come after your property. They come after everything. And then if you try to rise up, they say, how dare you? That's hate speech. That's intolerant. You're violent. No, you're the slave drivers. You broke the non-aggression principle. You broke the social contract. That was you. You will reap what you sow.
One thing I got to say is I'm a true American patriot. And if they come to my house, the Second Amendment will be used. No, and I ain't thinking about it. I'm not threatening nobody. I'm not threatening nobody. But that's the promise. I'm not threatening nobody, though.
No, yeah. I hear you. John, what part of New York are you from?
Buffalo.
Yeah. The Western New Yorkers are pretty fed up right now with Cuomo and the like.
Hey, you ain't listening. By any means necessary, it's time to take back America. It's time.
No, it is. We got like 3 months, man.
I'm tired. I'm not scared, man. You hear me? That's one thing about me. I'm not scared. I'm a true soldier. Never was in the military, but I'm a soldier. Because I've been training for stuff like this since I was a kid.
And ladies and gentlemen, there are 10 million, 20 million, 30 million Johns out there. Oh, you think you can conquer John? You think the New World Order is going to conquer John? No. Liberty or death? Thank you, John. Death to tyrants. Nick Begich takes over.
The great moment of truth is here. America discovered in the last 5-6 years that we were under globalist control and that traitors in both parties have sold us out to communist China and multinational corporations and were establishing an authoritarian anti-American system. Well, now they've launched their counter-assault and through fraud are trying to steal the election right now and complete their police state takeover by bankrupting the people of the United States, but also the entire world to bring us to our knees under their great reset. InfoWars has never been more valuable or more important, and I'm honored for the position that you've put me in and for God's blessing. But I'm asking all listeners to understand that InfoWars is spending more money than we've ever spent in the fight to expose the stolen election, Agenda 21, the Great Reset, and the globalist takeover. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com today. We have the big Stop the Steal sale that I've extended through the weekend, but then it will end because so many products are about to sell out. Free shipping, triple Patriot points, 60% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, I'm here in Anchorage, Alaska again this morning, my morning still, and afternoon in most parts of the country. And John is working with me in the control room, and I appreciate the whole team down there in Austin. Owen filling in for Alex today and me catching the last hour on Friday. And I was thinking as I was listening to some of the callers and thinking about what was being said, and I had gotten gotten some attention on some email traffic this week. And just so listeners know, I just can't respond to everything. It's just impossible. And I volunteer time and do the best I can, but small team here in Alaska, you're looking at the Alaska branch of the InfoWars. But I want to say this about that is I listen. I try to integrate then what I learn from people who do correspond and call into the other shows so that we cover these points. And one of them I heard was the sonic weapon announced in the press. I saw that clip, and it was Chinese utilizing a microwave-based weapon on the Indian border in a conflict with India. And I did look into that a while ago, and this is what I know about that. First of all, millimeter waves, microwave technology used for this purpose, no question about it. But how do they use it, and what does it do? It'll create, for instance, a heating sensation on the skin. You can create this so it feels like about a 135, 140 degrees. I mean, where it's really, really painful, and it's, again, for pushing you back or driving people away. And because the border agreement dealt with just one aspect, it dealt with the aspect of not shooting normal conventional weapons, you know, bullets and bombs. That's why EM, electromagnetic weapons, were developed over 25, 30 years ago and have been continued in terms of the development and strategy over the years. And there's a photo up for those that have the video feed, and you also see the U.S. version of the same device. Now, these devices were well spoken about. The Secretary of Defense came out, spoke about them, mainly for crowd control, riot control purposes, and dual use. You'll see these on our streets of America because they're a good way to control crowds without killing anyone, without the same visual images that you get when smoke, tear gas and clubs and all that come out. So they'll use what are called non-lethal technologies, technologies that don't necessarily kill you. The problem is with these microwave weapons, they can interfere with certain electronic devices, you know, like heart pacemakers, other appliances you might have in your body that keep everything rolling. So you might want to think about this as they're deployed around the world and around the country, because I reported on this in the 1980s was when the first conversations were coming. And in the early 90s, we began to break the story because what the Department of Defense and Department of Justice were talking about is priority funding for dual use. This is how far back all of this goes. The dual use theory was that we could take these types of weapons. And I testified in the European Parliament. I testified in major international groups about slowing this down because
of the invasiveness of the technologies coupled with the invasiveness of the surveillance technologies. So these things are real. They're just being talked about more in the mainstream now. Now, what happened as a result of that testimony that I gave is the most important security and disarmament recommendations coming out of the European Parliament by consensus, by the biggest consensus, were our sections in that, which dealt with HARP, which I'm not talking about today, non-lethal weapons, which were right on point here. Okay, so when they passed that, this section on non-lethal weapons, things that would kill you without making holes in you in the same conventional way, this was so, we presented so much evidence, 3 feet of unclassified documents to prove our point, scientific literature, the studies, everything. This is going back two decades, more than two decades, okay? This is how old all this news is, that the mainstream's finally figuring out and leaking in. Give me a break. The point of InfoWars has always been, we're the tip of the spear. We've been in this longest. I've been volunteering time as a voice on InfoWars since Alex started, because he started just about a year and a half after I did in this work. And he built this network. And a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, when things were really horrible, you know, for Alex going on, a lot of stuff, and he needed help. And I flew down to Austin and actually spent a week there and met Alex face-to-face for the first time after all those years of working together, just the nature of our lives. But this was time for an intermission and lift up my brother down there in Austin. And I'm asking every one of you listening right now to do this in lots of different ways that you can. I know a lot of people economically can't help in that way. So don't. Pray. You can do that. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. And everybody here, I know. And I've been there. I've seen it. I've been a couple of different times for a week each time. And you are supporting an incredible team. And those guys need a payroll to keep going. I'm blessed. So I can volunteer my time here, and that's what I do. When you hear me on radio around the world, that's what I'm doing. I'm volunteering my time because this is my info war, and I get to work with up to 200 producers worldwide in television and radio, and have been for 25 years. Because this message, the message that we're all talking about today, needs to be everywhere. It needs to be through every venue, reaching every constituency from the far left to the far right and everybody in between, because we have a message of liberty, of sovereignty, of freedom, and what free speech gives us in the opportunity to engage one another. Because the fundamental aspect of every issue that we talk about boils down to one thing, being able to be the voice, to be able to speak freely, to be able to take what we are as created human beings in the image and likeness of God and press it through our voices and be heard. And people can discern what we say and separate what we say and choose on their own, because that's their right. That is their birthright too. But the info war is not about shutting the opposition down. It's about a better idea, a better set of values, a better base set of concepts that people can believe in. Because here's what every human being does, unless they've so shut it all down they no longer have what we call consciousness connected to them in the same way. They've closed the voice down that's heard all the time as we direct our traffic through the brain. And they don't listen. There's not very many of them. The rest, truth rings in the soul of every living soul. Every soul seeking to awaken to who they are and what they are and what we are and what we can do and how we can do it. And all these threats against us generate fear, anxiety, and the very things that shut down the power that we are, the love that flows through us. Now, I want to jump into another issue that got touched on, the Chinese, you know, concepts of what's going on and how does this roll out and what does this really mean? Because now they're introducing these non-lethal weapons to the battlefield in a way that circumvents current treaties and laws and regulations. This is the point I've been making for 25 years. It's not just the Chinese, it's the Chi-Coms, it's all of their collaborators in the West for a little bit of money has traded off technology to the point where We don't have the control and command that we used to have. They do too. And they have a lot more people. And they produce their technology for a fraction of the money that we do historically. Of course, AI is going to change that and flatten that playing field out because labor won't be the big factor. And we should be concerned about that because that is the direction of the 21st century and how we shape that. How do we do that? How do we transfer all the things that you and I do from flipping burgers to driving trucks? Right. Underground miners, all of it. It's all going AI, robotics, because it's cheaper. They don't file workers' comp claims and they don't have 401ks. We are all expendable in the 21st century if we allow a globalist takeover of everything. It's not just our flesh at stake. It's our living souls and how we are playing it out in the planet today. This is Dr. Nick Begich. You're listening to The InfoWars, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, I always forget to run my own commercial, and the guys always put up the image, and I space it out. It's earthpulse.com. Check out my website. There's lots of things there. There's also a link to all the previous programs I've done on InfoWars. It takes you right into band.video, and then they're all chronological. So if you click on that button, it's under special events right in the middle of the screen at earthpulse.com. And you can look at what I've done and subjects that we've covered, and there's a lot of material there. Jumping into what I left off with was the issue of free speech and why it's so important right now. Of all the issues, it is the issue because nothing else can happen unless we can still have a conversation. And I've even read reports now, people calling for the banning of talk radio altogether to keep our voices from being heard. This is insanity in this republic. That is total craziness in the modern world, you know, and anyone that's trying to sell you this is also interested in selling you something that just doesn't exist. This is a sales pitch for the wrong game plan, ladies and gentlemen. Our speech is fundamental to who we are. And the idea of offending people with words, you remember when we were little kids, maybe they don't even say this anymore. Sticks and stones will break my bones, but words would never hurt me. Get real, folks. I mean, are we that much of a weak, wimp society? I don't think so. I know that. Anyone who believes that we should lay down and just take it, and shut up and behave? No, that is not who we are. Be polite, be respectful. But I wouldn't say behave in the sense of conforming. I'd say do the opposite. Be a respectful nonconformist. And, you know, when I drop kids off at school, I say, hey, you're going to the propaganda palace today. Make sure you ask respectful questions when you don't believe what you're being told. Because even children know in their heart when the message isn't ringing true. And they need to have confidence in that voice and not start shutting it down at 7 and 8 and 9. Because here's what happens when they do. Then it shuts down permanently. Let me say that again. If you quit listening to what some call the little voice in the head, you know, your consciousness, maybe God talking to you. If you quit listening, eventually you stop hearing because the voice isn't there anymore. You filter it out like background noise in a crowded room. Don't do that. Don't do that. Stay firm on your truth. If you're going to shake it, change it, whether it's something I say or any of us say, check it out. Don't change your trajectory on your path through life because I say something unless you can confirm it's true. That's it. Two witnesses, don't make the change. Confirm it's true. Find the evidence. Now, that's what I want to get to. Because in the context of delivering free speech, you got to dig out information, and that's getting harder and harder. And I know guys I talk to all the time because the cartoonish nature of the mainstream gets getting more and more ridiculous. On the last time I could fly on an international flight, I went to the back, you know, to use the bathroom because I still fly economy. And when I was walking back, I see all these screens up, you know, and people watching their TV. And, you know, most of them are watching cartoons, for God's sake, adults. This is the programming we're dumping in, is the cartoons? I guess so, which means bad news and good news. Here's the good news. Most people are watching cartoons. That makes the few of us that aren't a lot more effective in what we do, and that includes every one of you. because you're paying attention. You're getting information. Dig it out. Confirm it also, no matter who's delivering it. Confirm it, even if it's a trusted source, because if it's about your life, take control of your life and quit getting pushed around by anybody, because this is the problem with the globalists. They think they just keep pushing and pushing and just nudging and nudging, and we just keep falling into this tighter and tighter bubble until they just squeeze a living soul out of us, and that's the objective, and we can't let it happen. Now, let me talk. I'm going to shift gears a bit, and I want to get into something that got mentioned again, the Chinese. You know, Chinese have a problem now in China. It's called Chinese ISIS. They got an Islamic State rising in China. Now, the first time I heard about this was in a lecture at the Alaska Pacific University here in Alaska, obviously in Anchorage. And it was, I think it was Methodist then, Methodist University. But anyway, it was a speaker. He'd been a priest, a Catholic priest in China and Russia, in the areas where the Russian republics, the southern republics, button up against China, that all of them ending in Stan, you know, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, etc. Well, all these places, when they moved away and Russia let them go, right? Why did they do that? Why did they do that? Because they were the biggest growing population. This is what this Catholic priest was lecturing about I think it was 78 or 79 when I caught that lecture. So this is a long time ago again. And I was in my early 20s listening to this lecture. And what he said was the biggest threat to China and Russia was Islam, because they weren't adhering to the Chinese rule of one kid. And in Russia, they were the biggest growing population there. And they were outnumbering in Russia, or former USSR, the white Europeans. And Russians care about this, okay? They're where we were in the 1950s in terms of how they view other cultures. And I'm not judging them. I'm just saying, I've been there. I've seen that. I understand a little bit about a Russian culture, just a little bit. And I will not judge another culture because I'm not in it and I can't make those judgments. So that's for people within a culture to make. That's why we have sovereign nations. That's why we have structures that we have, because that's reality that we all know on the ground when we travel around the world. But also, having said that, the soul of man, no matter where you go, it's all in there. It's all in there. And it's about waking everyone up, and everyone is doing their part. And there are people waking up in China and Russia and everywhere. And there have been. And I think some of the greatest things may come out of these places that had experienced in our lifetime some of the greatest repressions. You know, what Russia came out of, and yeah, they're still evolving into a more mature democracy, and they got a ways to go. China, they got a revolution yet to have, you know, and hopefully they do someday. The kind of revolution that liberates individual souls into outside of a collective squishy ant farm. Because that's what is. Now, the Chinese have been cracking down on Islamic people. You know, this is wrong the way they've done this. They've herded them all into camps for re-education to get them to renounce their beliefs and religion. Now, whether you and I believe it or not, what I do believe in is this. I believe in religious freedom, one of the foundations of this nation, that people should be free to worship if they wish. Whether you're Jewish or Islam or Christian or Muslim or Hindu, I don't care. You have the freedom to do that as an individual, but they are rounding people up and putting them in camps because of what they believe. And this is speech at the fundamental core. And where are the voices of the liberal left in this country? As millions have been herded into camps. And we're just worried about how much business we can do. This is Nick Begich. You're in the InfoWars. We'll be right back.
Urgent warnings are being issued right now by the United Nations, the Davos Group, Bank of America, JP Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs. They're saying that the COVID virus is going to cause a global depression and hundreds of millions to starve to death. Incredible. They're the very organizations that ordered the global lockdowns that are causing the chain reaction that's causing the mass starvation, not the COVID virus. That is a fact. And all the heroes, sheep that wear the mask and go along with this are signing on to mass murder bigger than what Hitler did. That's when we got the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg Code. This is a medical world government government, tyrannical takeover, causing starvation, setting up world IDs, and coming with forced inoculations. And now Bank of America says global unrest is sure to trigger an even bigger depression. That story's on InfoWars.com. That's why it's vital for all of you to be public and to say you do not stand for this or the mass global genocide being caused by the planetary Great Reset.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind, with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, talking about, just before the break, we were talking a little bit about China, Russia, kind of what's happening there in the rise of Islam in terms of China right now. They got a problem, you know. Russia, by the changes in their boundaries and how they broke up, you know, they don't have the same issues. They've kept the bulk of the wealth of the nation, if you will, of the old Soviet republics in Russia. And also the republics that were spun off and allowed a measure of their liberty under the sphere of influence that the Russians have in their area. That's same as us in our area. You know, that's kind of how it's been. But they have resources too, tremendous oil, gas, natural resources of all kinds. And then you've got China that needs a lot of resources and has a lot of resources developing theirs also. And then you have the technology. And this is interesting because as that last hour, you know, talking about when they got into just that little bit about the weapons and the sonic weapons and the microwave weapons, it made me think about China generally and how they look at things. And if you go back, and I've read 3 feet, 4 feet of literature on China, going back 3,000 years to some of their ancient philosophy, and read it all the way into the current frame, because I really want to know how people think the best I can. I mean, I can't be 100% there, but I can get maybe 70%. I think that's the best anyone can do when you're trying to interpret anyone else, from because you only do it through your own filter. That's just the way it is. But as I look at what's happened, the knowledge of energy is a basic science. Think about Qigong and what that is. Think about acupuncture and what that is. Now, acupuncture, I know a good deal about. In fact, it's a measure of skin resistance. In other words, energetic differentials that can be discerned on the surface of skin that doesn't line up with the nervous system or the muscular system or the circulatory system. It's a separate system. It's an energetic system. And I have little devices that you can put across the surface of the skin, and in lectures I demonstrate them. And every place there's an acupuncture point, you'll get a signal. You'll get a little light and an auditory signal that'll tell you, hey, you're on the mark, because there's an energetic signal. Now, manipulating those energetic fields is what EM weapons are about. It's what the new technology is all about. The idea of taking energy itself and shaping, forming, and pulsing it in certain ways that couple with the human body that then allow you to sort of grab a bit of control. Now, this is getting more refined, or it's what I call in technology, higher and higher resolution, as our speed of computing and density of computing continues to rise. And so if you look at a lot of the work I've done in this area, you can look at one of the books in particular, Controlling the Human Mind. Now, it's a little bit dated now, but all of it is as fresh as you need to get the issues understood, because what's happened since that publication is we've gone a lot further. And so the resolution's gotten better. And back in 10, 15 years ago, what you could do is manipulate emotions quite easily. You can do that today. But the idea of manipulating specific ideas, thoughts, how to program literally masses and individuals, or how to extract information and know what people are thinking and then how to send messages back in. You know, these are the things that are here now and coming. Now, there was a publication, Technology Horizons, and it was an Air Force publication. And I've got a clipping back in June 2002. It's cited in Controlling the Human Mind. And why it's important is where the government was going then, when this was written, was to create systems that would replicate all of the senses, touch, taste, smell, sight, sound, in such a way to create complete memory sets that would be indistinguishable. Let me say that again. Complete memories that would be indistinguishable from a real experience. Now, what does that do to testimony in courts? What does that do to learning systems if you can push information in and just sort of shove it into your long-term memory? That's where this is going. So then who controls curriculum? Right now you go, oh, I can screen it out. I'm the parent. I can look through the books. No, this could be a very different system coming. This will be the download, the interface, you see, the worldwide mind that even PBS did a special on by that night. Look it up, the worldwide mind, the connection of all the brains in the world. No privacy then. Minority Report, if you ever saw the movie, we'll be living it. Maybe we already are to a certain extent. I believe we are to a certain extent. Although they can't reach into everybody's brain right now, how they push us around and hurt us like animals that we are not is what's been happening. Chinese are really good at it. They suppress anything, even their own history, root belief of energetic science and what it means. Because all of this translates into closer and closer to what we are, the closer we get. You know, see, it's not just Muslims and Islam they're suppressing in China. It's Christianity and Christians, too. And it's Beigong and everyone else, anyone that looks deeper than the flesh. And the search for depth is necessary for everyone. And you get that search by looking, seeking, so you can find something. Look at the story of Solomon. He went everywhere. He looked at every occult thing in his time. If he were living today and doing those studies, there'd be a lot of Christians want to burn him at the stake. Okay, but it was his path. He learned a lot, became the wisest man in the world as a result. So don't judge another man's path. Judge your own. Let God judge the path of the other man. Because judge ye not, lest ye be judged. And I think that has a lot of power in it. But you can make a judgment. Don't be too hard on yourself, but make a judgment about yourself. Are you engaging the world in the way you should? Only you can answer that question. No one else can answer that for you, even though a lot of people will try. And you might have been one of those trying to tell someone else's programming too. But here's the deal. You know your flaws better than anyone except God. You know them all. No one else does. But if you're so critical and so hard on yourself and you crush yourself with your own criticism, this is judgment against the creation. Oh, let me say that again. This is you making such a harsh judgment of something created in the image and likeness of God yourself. Okay, be critical, be correcting, change. You know, repentance is about change, not about just saying I'm sorry and going on and doing whatever you're doing, saying you're sorry a bunch of times and showing up to the priest and say, oh, I'm sorry. No, it's about change, fundamental change, but that comes from knowing and then deciding and then acting and doing and falling back into your power as a created human being so you get your power back. And then miraculous things begin to happen in your life and everyone around you because there are no options then. That is the option. So the suppression of the human spirit is what the Chi-Coms recognize and the globalists recognize, and they use fear and all manner of control to accomplish that. And that is becoming more widespread. China's just the model to look at. Globalists look at it. That's where they're making most of their money. Look at where they've made their money. Over the last 40, 50 years since 1971 when we opened up China with Nixon and Kissinger. We closed the gold window. We opened China. They went from bicycles to Mercedes. And here we are in the United States with Chinese virus and millions unemployed. And they've killed a few hundred thousand. And they killed a few million. And how many died in Vietnam? 57,000. They've already done five times as many in the U.S. And not a shot's been fired. It's the Chinese virus, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not saying Chinese are bad people. I'm saying whoever did that are bad people, regardless of who they are. But what I do know is whoever's taking advantage of this opportunity are not our friends. And they're not necessarily their own allies. They just have different agendas, and they're all zeroing in on the opportunity to screw America and screw the planet. And we're the InfoWars, and we are the wall against that. This is Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
Nothing. High news. Black.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back?
Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Nick Begich. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Hey, I want to say thanks for being here on this Friday afternoon. I always try and get the fourth hour as everyone's heard all the details of all the garbage going on with the election. Alex has been incredible work getting people out there to be talking about this issue. And I try to not kind of get into all of the same themes. And I try to take this last hour and kind of wrap the week up with maybe a little bit of a lift up. At least that's my hope in all of this, because I'm just that way. I'm a pathological optimist. I can't help myself. And I believe in this republic, and I believe in living human souls, and I believe that we win this battle in the end. And we win it in the flesh. We win it in the spirit. We win it, period. So we're in it to win it. And this is what I would say, too. Now, I talked a little bit about China in the last segments. I want to say this, because I don't know if there's people out there in China listening. I hope there are. I really do, because here's what I know. All around the planet, people hear this program and hear this broadcast and hear our voices, individually and collectively, your voices, too. Everyone we speak to, this matters right now. And if we do just a little bit to make a situation happen where people begin to look again, to seek the truth, and to begin to really try and discern what's real and what isn't as we begin to push into the world instead of being pushed around. We got to find our power in that. And so for that, we have to let go of fear. We have to let go of anxiety. Now, this is pretty rough. You know, I mean, in fact, I think it's by design. If you think about it, it is by design if we're kept in that state, because that's when we're the most vulnerable and the least capable. Now, when I say that, it's not a metaphor. It's not kind of like, oh, I think this. The science proves this. It's what I've been writing about for most of my career in terms of this area of technology. Is this technology that either liberates us or frees us? It's the airplane that either drops bombs or delivers the mail. Okay? It's the operator that gets to decide. That's both individually with us and collectively as a country, as a state, as a locality, and other countries. And then globally, what we do to kind of get along. And here's some things I want to bring out again. And it used to be the John Birchers warning about all this and everybody poo-pooing them in the 60s. And then now all that stuff is now mainstream. And I don't know what their agenda is today, but it's kind of like, well, you were right, but nobody paid attention. And I look at this. What were they saying? They were talking about New World Order. There was a good book, None Dare Call a Conspiracy. I highly recommend it. Gary Allen, I read it years and years ago, and there was another one he wrote called Jimmy Carter, Jimmy Carter, and I recommend that one too, 1970s vintage. You know, the story has been told over and over again, but a lot of people haven't heard it. The mainstream is really shutting it down. There's a cover on the screen. You know, and so you have all these things happening in the world, and really it's about silencing our voices. And this is what we can't allow to happen. And in these last days of the fire drill, we're seeing some things. Now, I know Owen was talking about what was going on with Trump's press release. Now, what press comps? Now, why was he talking about those? Because these are things you couldn't legislate, because Big Pharma doesn't want any of this legislated. There's things they don't want legislated. Executive order is the order of the day. Let's get our speech back. Let's shut down these tech giants that are now directing speech traffic and filtering speech out. No, they're public conveyances. They can't do that. These are the airwaves. They don't own them. Let's just take them away. They can keep the money they have, but we got to take them away and restore order to the public airwaves so all voices can be heard and no one gets to filter them out. That's the only public order, is that. You know, we cannot allow the owners of the media now to control the airwaves, which are all of ours. This was the principles of the FCC. See, nobody remembers any of this, because when radio was invented is where these discussions happened over 100 years ago. See, no one's having the discussions today because we just let it kind of ooze its way in. Or one slice at a time until the bologna's all gone and we don't notice. Or the slow boil of the frog, whatever example you want to use. But you got to live long enough and have a memory strong enough, and I pray to God I keep mine for another 40 years and can keep talking. Because then I'll have 100 years of experience instead of just the 62 I have right now. And you, all of you together, we have millions of years of experience. Think about this. Collectively, we have millions of years of experience in your household, the two adults and the children. How many years of experience do you have? It's all different experience, all seen through your individual filters. When our consciousness comes together, we don't need to wait for some AI-assisted worldwide mind. We already have one. We're in it. We're in it. It's what we were created to be. It's who we are. And again, I want to say, in the context of the world right now, people are being suppressed in all different ways. And when people are suppressed, they get angry, because that runs against who we are as created human beings. We're not meant to be under house arrest, in jail, without having anyone bringing us our meals. You know, we're in jail, folks, if we succumb to this, because it'll be one slice at a time. It started, remember, it was only 15 days, and now we're 9 months in, and the lockdowns look like they're coming. You know, what is going on here, folks? House arrest, and we're all buying in, and then they're going to allocate a little money to everyone, to hush money, let's call it. Well, the banks are running the skim game of taking a little bit off the top. You know, and it's like they've just created a whole new context of words to make us feel good. Oh, it's a quarantine. It's not jail. Oh, it's an allocation. It's a tax refund. It's not a allowance. You know, this is nonsense, folks. Really, let's look at the effect. Okay, let's not think about the words and the illusion. Let's think of the effect. Do you feel free? Do you feel liberated? Do you feel sovereign? If you don't, something's wrong, because that's what we were created to be, free, sovereign, living souls in the image and likeness of God, being creative, doing creative work, not being diminished and told we're nothing, that we're some herd that needs to be herded, we're a group of taxpayers who need to just pay, or that we're just consumers who just need to keep grabbing and eating and, hey, they'll just crank out more money so we can just consume. No, that is not what we were created to do. A lot of people have lost in that illusion. That's their deal. That's their, hopefully they'll find a way out. But our individual path that dictates what we do is based on a set of values. And those values are being lost in the shuffle. Let's not let that happen. As we roll into this next decade of unrest kicking in, but let's get some executive orders going. Let's get our speech back. Let's do as much as we can while we can, just in case the Chi-Coms win the fights that are taking place right now. And I know Trump's team is on it. They've got the best team, I imagine, in the world on it. Hopefully this thing gets quickly to the U.S. Supreme Court. The evidence gets weighed and testimony gets heard from individuals that can lend an ear to the truth in this so we can see what happened. Because one thing is for sure, half the country doubts the outcome of this election, and that's too many. We can't have that. We can't go forward into this century doubting our electoral processes. These have to be dealt with. And I've said it before, and I say it again. These machines cannot be trusted. They can't. Computers cannot be trusted to be foolproof. They aren't. That's the business of the InfoWars, you know, that are taking place outside of this venue. These are the real wars going on at a very, very high level. And Alex, as a visionary, grabbed that name, right? And because he saw it. He saw it. He saw it 25 years ago. And my slogan back then was changing the way we see the world. Because what I was seeing was way different than what the mainstream was seeing. And so change the way we see the world is gather the information and make new judgments. Make a judgment about your life today and how you're going to engage the world this weekend. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and you've been listening to The InfoWars, the most important broadcast on the planet. Remember The InfoWars. Go to theinfowarsstore.com and support this network. This is Nick Begich signing off. Have a great weekend.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.